This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Janet Saidi. The Missouri Court of Appeals has upheld the murder conviction of Stephen Rios, a former Columbia police officer, in the 2004 killing of a college student Rios was in a relationship with. Rios was convicted in 2009 of second-degree murder for the death of Jesse Valencia, a 23-year-old University of Missouri student. Rios is serving a life sentence. Boone County emergency officials are implementing changes to the way the county handles 911 calls. KBIA's Nick Chabaria reports.
Columbia Boone County Public Safety Joint Communications will launch an upgraded 911 system Wednesday morning. Now, Emergency Operations Center will be able to take calls from any location, and an automated operator will acknowledge 911 calls if all operators are busy. Joint Communications Interim Operation Manager Joe Piper says the upgrade also allows for potential expansion.
With next-generation 911 technology that everyone's talking about, we wanted to be in the position to be able to take advantage of that in the future. So this moves us from a copper wire environment to an IP-based environment.
Piper says the IP system will eventually allow citizens to text emergency messages to Operations Center from their cell phone, although there's no timetable on that feature. He also says retiring the copper wire system is expected to save the county $2,400 a month. The 911 surcharge on Boone County landlines funds emergency telecommunication operations. Nick Chabaria, KBIA News.
Officials in Cole County have approved a proposal to add 15 new tornado sirens. KBIA's Vanita Rizvich has this.
The proposal of new tornado sirens has been an ongoing project for the last several years between the Cole County Commission and the Jefferson City Council. Cole County Emergency Management Coordinator Bill Farr says as of right now, Jefferson City owns all of the sirens in the nearby area. Those sirens are in Russellville and Loman, Missouri.
Problem with the old sirens are they are 30 to 40 years old, several of them. They work on three-phase electricity, so there were always problems if we had power outages. We had no backup systems for the sirens that are presently there.
The proposed sirens are a newer style. They're digital electronic sirens. Jefferson City Council member Ralph Bray says that the community will be able to feel safer with the new sirens.
For the first time, the community will be able to receive warnings in different parts of the city, depending on, you know, what the emergency is. With the old system, you know, all the sirens were either on or they were off.
The new sirens don't come cheap, though. Farr says the cost is around $25,000 for each location, which means the total cost will be almost $500,000 for the whole county. Farr says the Cole County Commission will be funding the project, but they're hoping to get some help.
They're looking at some of these larger communities in the county to get some financial assistance from those as well to help offset some of this cost.
Farr says that he's hoping the work will start sometime in August and make sure that it is completed before the winter of 2012. Vanita Rizvich, KBIA News.
State economists say Missouri lost about 7,300 non-farm payroll jobs in May, even as the state's unemployment rate was unchanged. It stayed at 7.3%. The Department of Economic Development reported the figures Tuesday. The decline in non-farm payroll jobs followed several months of increases. The 7.3% jobless rate is the lowest for Missouri since December 2008, and the state's 7.3% compares with the national figure of 8.2% for last month. The city of Ashland is in the early stages of planning a downtown district. KBIA's Dan Malloy reports.
The Ashland Planning and Zoning Commission has updated a proposal to create a downtown district. The expanded zone includes more businesses than the original 2009 plan. The proposal would establish architectural standards for a uniform downtown area. Southern Boone Economic Development Council member Kim Ponder says a downtown district could bring large increases in local sales.
As a growing community and one located right between Columbia and Jefferson City, it allows us so many more opportunities to expand our retail base, to expand the services that we provide our community, and potentially attract visitors to shop locally.
Ponder says many refer to Ashland as a bedroom city, with many residents working in Columbia or Jefferson City during the day and returning to Ashland at night. She says the downtown district will help attract businesses that will provide jobs in town and increase economic development. Dan Malloy, KBIA News.
New research out of MU shows autism as one of the most expensive medical conditions for children. KBIA's Eric Hilt has this.
Assistant Professor Nancy Cheek-Zamora researched the price of autism and found a large disparity between the cost for autism care and the cost of services for other diseases. Megan Tregnago is the Clinic Services Manager at Touchstone Autism Services in Columbia. She says the price of autism is so high because of all the extra care needed.
There are other things that are going on. Not only does the child have autism, but they might have some gastrointestinal disorders. They might have sleep problems. There are a lot of things that are going on in addition to that.
A recent Missouri law requires health insurance providers to cover certain forms of autism treatment, but Tregnago says there's still a lot of work to be done. Eric Hilt, KBIA News.
A program that provides free daily meals to children from low-income families in Columbia is underway this week. The Lunch in the Park program fills a need that arises when the school year ends. The program, a partnership between the Boone County Health Department and the Voluntary Action Center, can serve more than 100 kids each day. Lunch in the Park is open to all children under 18 and their parents. It takes place every weekday at Douglas Park from 11:30 to 1 through August 10th. For KBIA News, I'm Janet Saidi.